This is VOA News via remote. The European Union says that it will redouble its efforts to end the upsurge in violence between the Israeli military and Palestinian militants and will seek progress during a special meeting of its foreign ministers on Tuesday. The EU also called the weekend destruction of a building housing major international media extremely worrying and said safe working conditions for journalists were essential. The 27-nation EU has never had the impact Washington can wield in the region, and no immediate breakthrough was expected from Tuesday's meeting. German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke Monday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the current escalation in the Mideast conflict and emphasized Germany's solidarity with Israel and the country's right to self-defense. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Hamas and other militant groups in Gaza to end rocket attacks against Israel immediately. The top diplomat also said on Monday that while Israel has a right to defend itself, it has a burden to avoid civilian casualties. Blinken spoke at a news conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, as pressure is increasing on the Biden administration to ask for a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He says he has not seen any Israeli evidence of Hamas operating in the Gaza office building hit by an airstrike over the weekend.
I have not seen any information provided, and again, to the extent that it is intelligence that would have been shared with other colleagues, and I'll leave that to them to assess.
Blinken says he has asked for Israel for justification for the strike. This is VOA News. Britain lifted many of its coronavirus lockdown restrictions on Monday. The reopening comes as infection rates fall to their lowest levels since August. Pubs, restaurants, theaters, casinos, and art galleries open their doors to allow customers inside for the first time this year. The government credits its rapid vaccination program for allowing the easing of lockdown measures. More than 36 million people, well over half the population, have been given a first dose of one of the approved vaccines as of Monday, and more than 20 million have received both doses. The government, however, has warned that the rapid spread of a new mutation of the virus, first seen in India, could disrupt plans to end all lockdown restrictions on June 21st. The United States' top infectious disease expert said at a college graduation, the pandemic has exposed the undeniable effects of racism, as U.S. communities of color had been hit harder by the virus than their white counterparts. Anthony Fauci said that COVID-19 has shone a bright light on the nation's failings on Sunday during a commencement address for the city of Atlanta's Emory University. His address highlights the issue of disparity access to health care in minority groups across the U.S.
It has uncovered a stark reality and failing of our own society. The unacceptable disparities in health experienced by minority groups, especially African Americans, Hispanics, and Native Americans.
In addition, these groups of people are more likely to have underlying conditions like diabetes, hypertension, and obesity, which increase the likelihood that they will become ill if exposed to the coronavirus. The Hong Kong Stock Exchange has halted trading of Next Digital shares at the media company's request. The halt comes after assets belonging to its founder, Jimmy Lai, were frozen. Later Monday, the media tycoon and 9 pro-democracy activists pleaded guilty to taking part in an unlawful assembly. Lai is already in prison for his role in 2 other unauthorized assemblies in 2019, when Hong Kong experienced mass anti-government protests. Next Digital publishes pro-democracy tabloid Apple Daily, and Lai is its controlling shareholder. The 10 who pleaded guilty face up to 5 years imprisonment at sentencing next week. Lai is under investigation for allegedly endangering national security, and his assets were frozen under a new national security law Beijing imposed on the city. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.